The current French president, François Hollande, he's about as unpopular as any French president has ever been or could be, probably due to a faltering economy, a messy private life and also the rise of the far-right National Front. But now Monsieur Hollande faces a new challenge. His predecessor, the controversial Nicolas Sarkozy, has announced his intention to return to political life and most expect he will challenge for the presidency again in 2017 as the centre-right candidate. John Litchfield of the London Independent is on the line. John, Mr. Sarkozy is involved in, I understand, five different corruption investigations. 60% in opinion polls don't want him back. Why do people think he's likely to end up a challenger for the presidency in 2017?
Good question. It's the question he was asked on television last night. I think five is a conservative estimate. There's the Morn put it at 10 different investigations in which his name has come out, but not all in which he is directly, necessarily, possibly going to be charged with anything or accused of anything. Well, France is in a mess, and French politics is in a mess, and it's very unlikely that Hollande can win again. It's unlikely that another left-wing candidate who might replace Hollande is going to win again. So it's going to be between the far right, who will do very well, but fortunately cannot really expect to win the presidency, and whoever's the candidate of the centre-right. And what Sarkozy has done, he's come back with his saying that he is a changed and calmer man and has a clearer vision now of what he wants to do. But there was a lot of old egotism and effrontery in the way that he's decided to come back and in his timing. Because essentially his problem is that there are two other quite strong possible candidates to be the centre-right candidate in 2017, the former prime ministers Alain Juppé and François Fillon. So he's jumped back in now so he can run for the presidency of the party to which they all belong. And then he says he's going to kind of abolish that party and recreate it in his own image as a completely new party, not of right or left, a new party for the 21st century that's not going to be distracted by the old right-left divisions and is going to find some sort of new future, new politics without saying what that new politics is. Of course, that would be a party built in Sarkozy's image so that he would not have to run against them in the primary, he thinks, in 2016, which is already scheduled on the centre-right. He thinks he would easily win the presidential election within the party where he's popular. He might not win an open primary to be the centre-right candidate. So a lot of this is quite clever tactics, which is being dressed up as the country needs me, I'm the messiah, I need to come back now.
So he's clearly lost any sense of his former arrogance then. All right. John Litchfield, Paris correspondent with the London Independent. Thank you very much indeed for joining us with that. And before